This is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock
Radio. Community News Roundup, November 2021.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Haven Daily News, I'm Francesca. Families living on Manston Way in Elm Park are hoping a planning application for a 20-metre 5G mast at the back of their homes will be rejected by Haven Council. The 20-metre eyesore will be just 12 feet away from their back garden and will contain satellites and electrical boxes. Many residents living on the Elm Park Road have toddlers and fear for the impact it will have on their health. An 89-year-old lady has sadly died after a house fire in Harrow Wood. The incident happened on Thursday, the 28th of October, on Queen's Park Road just after 10 p.m. Firefighters tackled the blaze at a two-story terrace house where most of the ground floor was damaged. And finally, congratulations to Bedrock Radio with their marathon broadcast starting on Saturday, October the 30th at midday and running through till Sunday, the 31st of October. Let's get behind this and stay tuned to Bedrock Radio. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. The Havering Climate Challenge Awareness Day event takes place on Saturday 6th of November at Romford Marketplace. The event features a variety of stalls to provide information on small changes that can be made to tackle climate change and reduce our carbon emissions. Entry is free and no booking is required. Havering Council has launched a new COVID safe scheme for local businesses that pledge to keep up measures such as regular cleaning, decent ventilation and mask wearing for staff that are not exempt. Businesses that make the grade will be given a sticker to put in their windows. The Let's Be Safe Together scheme will reassure customers that a business is going above and beyond to follow government guidance to avoid spreading COVID-19. And finally, a heroic nurse stepped in to pull a man from a burning car when she passed a crash in Romford on her morning commute. The Romford Recorder reports that Mags Chenier, who works with the Barking, Havering and Redbridge University Trust, was being driven to work by her daughter Nicole when she witnessed a crash on Dagenham Road and was able to pull a man in his 50s from his car as the bonnet went up in flames. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Detectives investigating the fatal stabbing of a man in Ilford have charged a 15-year-old boy. The teenager is due to attend Barking Magistrates Court on November the 1st. Police were called to reports of a fight on Harrow Road, Ilford, on the 28th of October, where an 18-year-old male, who has since been identified as Carmen Khalid, was found with fatal stab wounds. Firefighters are preparing for a busy post-lockdown bonfire season after the number of fires almost doubled during the week between Halloween and bonfire night in 2020. London Fire Brigade are urging Londoners to stay safe while enjoying fireworks and have published a safety guide on their website at london-fire.gov.uk. And finally, congratulations to James Morgan and Alice O'Neill, who tied the knot in Bluebell A ward in Queen's Hospital. The couple were due to wed on the 19th of October at Langton's in Hornchurch before James was admitted to hospital. Staff from Bluebell A and the bereavement officer, Deborah Carter, arranged for a registrar to wed the couple on the 20th of October. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. Residents living on Dunedin Road in Raynham are angry at builders who park across driveways, double park and generally cause parking chaos across their road. Contractors are currently building 198 properties in the area and the builders working on site are parking their vehicles in a very inconsiderate manner. Michelle, who lives on Dunedin Road, spoke to the Havering Daily about the nightmare parking her and other residents are facing. She told us that it's an accident waiting to happen and that builders are rude and aggressive to locals in the area. An 88-year-old pensioner who sadly died in a house fire in Harold Wood last week has been named as Mrs. Josephine Smith. A firework was recovered at the scene of the fire and the fire is still under investigation. And finally, well done to East Area Police who made 24 arrests as part of a week to tackle robbery and violent crime. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Last week, Barking and Dagenham's Council's Trading Standards team joined forces with the police to carry out a number of test purchase operations on premises selling alcohol and tobacco. Councillor Margaret Mullane said, "Operations like these are really important to ensure the safety of our young people." Residents of Barking and Dagenham who are not used to the digital world are being encouraged and supported to give it a go, thanks to a new council initiative. Councillor Sade Bright said, whether it's ordering things, paying bills or applying for a job, the internet has become an important part of our lives. And finally, three Ilford firefighters have completed a decade-long endeavour to cycle around the perimeter of England. Once or twice a year, Ali Warnop, Jim Jobson and Casey Moroney have taken to their bikes, and in the process they have raised money for many charities, including King George's A&E. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Around 150 people were evacuated from a laboratory in Romford on November 2nd following a chemical spillage. The London Fire Brigade were called to a laboratory on Brampton Road at 8:40 a.m. One woman was taken to hospital for checks and was later released. Occupants of flammable flats in Romford have been banned from knowing the extent of cost or repair works, even though they could end up footing the bill. In April, forensic tests were done at Chapel Court, but owner Swan Housing Association will not give leaseholders the test results it received in September, saying it was unable to share technical reports until such time as legal action with third parties had been concluded. And finally, the Rod Stewart Songbook are excited to be bringing their spectacular theatre production to Brookside Theatre in Romford, where audiences will be taken on a musical journey spanning 50 years.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. Metropolitan Police are appealing for witnesses following the death of a teenage boy on Stebbing Way in Barking on Wednesday the 3rd of November. Detectives from the East Area Command are investigating and would like anyone in the area from the 1st to the 3rd of November to talk to police on 101 or to contact Crime Stoppers. Thurrock Council has launched a new campaign to urge residents and visitors in the borough to make sure they put their litter in bins or take it home with them. A recent inspection from Keep Britain Tidy found that 94% of the borough had no littering and 96% had no graffiti. However, those caught littering could receive a fixed penalty notice or be taken to court and fined up to £2,500. And finally, an art initiative involving patients at Goodmayes Hospitals opened to the public at the Cork Street Galleries in London. The Hospital Rooms Art and Psychiatric Intensive Care Project has been going on for over a year and features work from Nelf's Titian Ward and has been developed by patients and artists together. The exhibition runs until the 4th of December. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. A special Remembrance Day service was held in Romford Market to mark the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month for all the men and women who served and those who gave up their life for us. The service was held by Father David Simpson from St Edward the Confessor Church in Romford Market. Veterans and flag bearers stood to salute and pay their respects to all their fallen colleagues. A new medical hub at the former St George's Hospital site in Hornchurch was approved by councillors this week. The new hub will provide a whole range of services including minor surgeries, MRI and CT scans and an early cancer diagnostic unit. And finally, Havering Council will be providing free weekend parking over the Christmas and New Year period, starting on the 27th of November until the 2nd of January. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Around 6,000 residents attended a winter lantern parade and a spectacular fireworks display hosted by Barking and Dagenham Council in partnership with Creative Barking and Dagenham last weekend. Councillor Ashraf said it was an incredible sight and also marked such an important part of our history. North East London Integrated Care System has appointed Zena Etheridge as Chief Executive Officer Designate. Zena will be working with leaders from Acute Community Mental Health and Ambulance Trust, local government and community and voluntary organisations. And finally, a wonderful couple, Ron and Gemma Smith, who have been married for more than 50 years, have been reunited at Woodford Green Care Home after months of separation, having been in different care homes. The couple have returned to the area in which they have lived for more than 43 years. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. The Metropolitan Police says its e-scooter policing is about road safety after a report suggested black riders are disproportionately stopped by officers. The charity Possible has claimed that of the riders stopped last year, black people are nearly twice as likely to face potential prosecution and only half as likely to face no further action. Construction for a new retirement village in Hornchurch is officially underway. Groundworks are now set for the construction of 175 new retirement homes thanks to Havering Council's joint venture partnership with Waits Residential. 80 homes will be for affordable rent and 54 for shared ownership. And finally, in the run-up to Christmas and over the festive period, Havering Council is to provide free parking in all council car parks at weekends from 27th of November until the 2nd of January to help support local businesses.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Firefighters have tackled a major fuel leak at a South Essex depot. On the 10th of November, crews from six locations were deployed to West Thurrock as an estimated 3,000 litres of fuel had leaked. Firefighters deployed a foam blanket on the ground before engineers helped with clean-up operations. 25 local businesses have signed a pledge to improve their carbon footprints. As part of the Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance, they have promised to be carbon neutral by 2040 and true zero by 2050. A former Barking and Dagenham College building in London Road, Romford, could become a car showroom. Endeavour Automotive has submitted planning an application to convert it to a Volvo showroom, service centre and admin block. And finally, from the 15th to the 21st of November, it's Self-Care Week, raising awareness of all the things we can do to improve our physical health and mental well-being. This year's theme is to practice self-care for life. The NHS website has loads of advice on living well and mental health. See nhs.uk for more. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. This week saw the start of Christmas festivities in Havering as the Romford lights were officially switched on by Havering Mayor Councillor John Mylod and Leader of the Council, Councillor Damien White. The special show in Romford Market saw performances by Razzmatazz, Jasmine Sommer, and the Queen's Theatre provided cast members from their pantomime Aladdin and Brookside Theatre showcased their show Elf. Last Friday, the 12th of November, a special vigil was held in Harrow Wood for Mrs. Josephine Smith, who tragically lost her life in a house fire 3 weeks ago. Members of the emergency services came out to pay their respect alongside the community and local councillors. And finally, well done to Havering Council for launching their night marshals in Romford Town Centre, working alongside the police and the borough. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Dagenham landlords Stephen and Fadeki Rotimi have been fined over £13,000 after they were found guilty of unlawfully evicting four tenants and breaching management regulations on a property that they rented out in Dagenham. Masuv Rofi from Dagenham has been fined over £700 for not disclosing the details of a driver who was caught littering from his car on the public highway. Councillor Mullane said, "We won't stand for it in Barking and Dagenham, and if we catch you, we will prosecute you." And finally, seven more schools are to be added to Barking and Dagenham's School Streets programme in a bid to make the borough's roads safer and healthier. A pedestrian and cycle-only zone will be created around each of the participating schools at drop-off and pick-up times. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Jill Rowley. Havering Council lost at least £140,000 after a deal with an external care company went wrong. The company took over the contract to care for residents after they left hospital, but staff expected to transfer to the new company decided not to do so, forcing the council to hire emergency help at a cost in excess of £100,000. Measures to slow traffic at a crash hotspot in Collier Row have been approved by councillors. The junction of Morney Road and White Hart Lane was the site of five separate crashes over an 18-month period. Four of those incidents involved a single home on the corner of the junction. And finally, the Narnia experience comes to Romford Market this December. Christmas in Romford Market events will be open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day from the 14th to the 24th of December. Santa will have his own postbox in the middle of the market between December 13th and 18th, and children posting a letter to Father Christmas will receive a personalised reply. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. A new chief executive of the North East London Integrated Care System has been named. Zena Etheridge will take up her role in 2022 and is said to be really excited about her posting. Hornchurch Minsterway traffic experiment has been ended with immediate effect. Since June, the junction of Minsterway and Winkletail Lane has had enforcing measures to reduce accidents. The scheme forced traffic on Minsterway to turn left and introduced a no left turn from Winkletail Lane, forcing traffic through the Doggett's Corner. However, the scheme has been proven to be extremely unpopular with residents. Havering Council have confirmed the scheme will be removed as of the decision of the notice date, which was November the 16th. And finally, the North East London Foundation Trust has been awarded the Military and Civilian Partnership Award at the Health Service Journal Awards that took place on the 18th of November. The award was in recognition of the partnership with the British Army 22 Field Hospital and the rapid build of the Nightingale Hospitals in London. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. The Havering Daily ran a poll asking our readers, do you have trust in the Metropolitan Police? Recent headline news have caused many challenges for the Met, and the ongoing barrage of biased news reporting in the mainstream media quoted a no-confidence vote in our police. Yet our poll revealed that 75% of our readers voted that they do have trust in the Met, figures that conclusively show a large public support for the police, especially here in East Area. A petition has been launched by a Hornchurch resident demanding funding for Gallows Corner. This comes following TfL's news revealing that if they do not secure further funding from the government, planned works could be cancelled. And finally, Upminster saw a Christmas light switch on with some fantastic lights on its tree. Great music provided by our very own Bedrock Radio guys. Well done to everyone. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. A judge has ordered that Garbrebin Carey in Dagenham pay a fine of nearly £1,000 for breaching trading standards. Enforcement officers discovered that the fruit and veg stall, located directly outside the shop, exceeded the 2 metres allowed by its street trading licence. A host of festive family-friendly activities are planned at Valence House this Christmas. Festivities will begin with a two-day Victorian Frost Fair, offering visitors the chance to step back in time and meet Victorians, as well as enjoying a traditional Christmas market complete with mulled wine, mince pies and children's rides. And finally, charity Supercool Friends is bidding to walk around the world in 80 days without leaving Redbridge while donating to good causes globally. The challenge will see up to 100 people aim to walk 8,500 steps a day for 80 days. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. The boss of a cash and carry in River Road, Barkin, has been sentenced for his part in a money laundering scheme worth an estimated £25 million. Aftar Singh Mann of Loughton was found guilty at Southwark Crown Court for moving millions of pounds through shell companies. More than £200,000 were seized by HMRC at Aftar's home and he's been sentenced to 5 years imprisonment. Basildon Council has officially bestowed the freedom of entry to the borough to the North East London Foundation Trust at an award ceremony celebrating extraordinary services to residents during the pandemic. It is the highest award that Basildon Council can give. And finally, have your say on proposals for a new integrated health and wellbeing hub in Havering. The centre will be built on the former St George's Hospital site in Hornchurch, and the hub will integrate community facilities such as a cafe and dementia-friendly garden, along with health services, and provide additional capacity to local hospitals. A link to the consultation can be found on the Bedrock Radio website. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
Your healthy music mix. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock Radio.